Hey there, welcome to Drum Sex. Now, before we get into this episode, I'd like to first warn you that this podcast does contain mature themes, and if you're down with that, then let's get into it. Welcome to yet another episode of Drum Sex. I'm your host, Aluto Mbendeni. And on this episode, we have the ever so interesting, ever so energetic Moon Child Sinelli. We'll be talking about all things sexuality and sex. She makes music that empowers women to own their sexuality and own their bodies. So, I came across a post of hers. It was early hours in the morning, and she had posted a picture of herself and a vibrator next to her. And she was basically just talking about how she's had a great morning thus far. And I thought this is the perfect person to interview when it comes to sexual ownership and owning the body and just being liberated in who you are as a woman. And we had a conversation. This is how our conversation went. You are one woman who owns a sexuality, and you know, I can imagine that it has not always been easy. I want you to take me through the journey of being comfortable talking about sex and seeing no shame in it.
I think actually, like, for a long time, I didn't know the exact moment, but I do remember literally after I lost my virginity, I lost my virginity during the holidays. So I was 17 in that holiday. And yeah, I didn't regret it. Then I wrote about it. And then they had more sex, and then I wrote about, more about sex. It was never like a thought, you know. But I definitely know that the empowerment element to it came from when I was talking about sex. I realized, like, in the poetry spaces, the women were vulnerable, they were violated, they weren't the women I was brought up by. They weren't the women I was brought up around. I was brought up around women who were just power, whether it was shady or whatever, it was just power and no, like, I'm crying, I'm helpless, I don't know what to do, you know. I didn't grow up around that. I guess I get that strength from that background as well.
So about self-pleasure, vibrator, sex toys, right? I want you to go through your journey. Do you remember how old you were when you first masturbated? And obviously, how did you discover your body in that sense?
I was a late bloomer because I was really occupied. I never really had that much time just chilling. That's why I didn't even jolla when I was young. Because I was always auditioning or competing, because I did dancing. I was on stage, started modeling, dancing. And then, so I was always like expressive. So, and I watched a lot of porn, but I watched it for entertainment. I was curious. I'd be curious at the fact that all my friends at school are engaging, but they don't know words like cock, you know, they don't know pussy. They don't know things like that. It's just like, what the hell are you engaging in? You don't even know it. And I found it funny.
Although she started having sex later than some of her friends, she's grown to be a woman who owns her sexuality. You can hear it in her songs, you can see it in the way she dresses, and she's very confident in who she is. And her idea of sex is, it's not a duty, it's something pleasurable that all women should be experiencing, and should be experiencing to the fullest.
I love sex, I don't do it as a duty. Mm-hmm. And so pleasuring myself is that definitely had to be a thing, you know, when engaging in sex as well. And yeah, I mean, toys are my life. I was touring with a couple of my toys. So it was just like, I was so good because I really like, I'm a sapiosexual, so I don't like small talk and screwing. I just like, I can talk my shit, trust me, but vibes is vibes, but you don't force vibes. When it's that time, you don't question them, right? But you don't, like, you're not guaranteed in every city, all the first 40 cities you're touring in, that you're going to bump into a vibe. You cannot guarantee that. There's a point where you're probably going to be like, there's no way. I was that person. I was just like, it's fine. I'm used to touring, actually, and not getting any. So it's nothing new. It's just that this one is longer. Yeah. And, you know, it's just like the magnitude is different. But it's I always choose to not... I don't force sex. That's why I always say, when you open your legs, you must open your mouth.
Now, she cannot quite remember when she started exploring her sexuality, but she's not someone that can be boxed. She's dated women before, she's been with men before, and she is someone who literally just lives out her sexuality.
I don't know when I started exploring my sexuality, because I remember when I was with my first baby daddy, he used to say, every time I'm drunk, I'm making out with girls at the bar. So I didn't know this because I'm like drunk. And for me, I'm just like, girls kiss all the time. It's not a thing. And then that was just that on that. And then when I moved to Joburg, I remember one when I just moved here, someone offered to just like muff me. I was like, okay. But I wasn't necessarily attracted to them. But I was just like, okay, shop, yeah, no rock. And then after that, I don't know. It wasn't like now I'm interested in girls. It was just like,
I do what I want. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, it's vibes. You feel, yeah, it's vibes. It's just like when you follow the feeling, then.
I like that. I like that you say that you said earlier you don't force sex. If the vibe is there, the vibe is there. Like, you can't force it.
Yeah.
You also can't orchestrate it. It's just there. If it needs to happen, it'll happen.
Yeah.
I want you to take me through you said earlier on that it was empowering. Owning your sexuality was empowering. Being open about it, being open about, I do whatever I want to do with who I want to do it, when I want to do it, and you can't tell me nothing. Take me through the empowerment in that.
Owning your body is just not being unapologetic about it, because I think it contributes to a lot of things that end up fucking you over. For instance, like someone making you feel like it's a favor to love you because you already don't love yourself. Mm-hmm. That's going into abuse. But when you can cut it at fuck it. I see where this bitch is going, you know. It assists in just like when there's parts of you, when you know yourself, whether someone is breaking you down. For instance, with me, like, I don't get physically beat in relationships. People try to get to my mind. There's so many things that it can be, that it contributes being alleviated from, just like abuse, different forms of abuse. And that's a big thing, because then in that abuse, it also goes hand in hand with not having a voice when you have sex and feeling like sex is a duty, sex is for men, sex is, you know what I mean? Like, so many ignorant things that just disempower you as a person who engages in the act. Even you enjoy sex more when you can have it in the lights and you're confident with your body, because you can just like let everything be, because it is about you enjoying that moment. So owning the body, I feel, is the first part, especially when it just comes to being violated and being abused mentally. You know,
you've given women in South Africa the voice to own. You know, there was the thunder thighs. It was the owning your sexuality. It was being dumb. It was taking charge, speaking out. And obviously, women come to you and they tell you these stories about, like, no man, like the work that you've done in the industry through music alone. Forget the fact that you are open in general as a umdu, but through your music alone, you've empowered women in that way. And so I want to find out from Wena, what does it mean to you? Is it a thing of, I'm just expressing myself, if you receive me, you receive me? Or can you, is it a conscious thing? But I know that I'm not alone, like I'm representing a whole lot of people, you know.
I think it's definitely one of those. I feel like whatever I write about or whatever I do, there's definitely an element of empowerment, because that's just like who I am, in my speech, without a beat, in my clothing, in just my conversation. And so when I put it on a beat, it's just another narrative, but the empowerment element is there. I'm definitely very conscious of those 6 out of 94%. When I do like emotional something, it never ends in tears. It still ends in empowerment that I'm definitely conscious of, because I'm pussy power. I'm pussy liberation. I'm president for pussy. I'm pussy power. Yeah. And so when it comes to that, I just don't want you to forget. So I won't cry with you till the end of the song. If I do have that, you know, I do have that kind of stuff in my album. It's like I've created the music that I needed, I would have needed when I didn't feel safe, at a safe space. Just a song on the radio that made me feel fine. I needed a song that would probably tell me about the pleasures of sex, so that I can question when it's violation. Because it doesn't sound like what Moonchild said. So it's about teaching the ones that have even bad children, just like the power, you still can take it back because it's always here. And the young kids to question when things that are unfamiliar, that they can't even share. to be able to figure out on their own if they don't have any wise counsel, you know, or even to feel the need to share, because some keep it a secret because of the enjoyment and not even knowing that's violation, because the body is the body is the body. So that questioning is a very big thing. Run from F-boys. You must say with me until then. Right now, we're just running from F-boys until you meet one. Here we are with the story, and that's the empowerment. So for the mind to be open in general, and just to make sex, to normalize sex, because we are people that come from it. And parents would rather feel comfortable about it being discussed in biology class as the anatomy, the penis. And so it's like, no, man, that's not a reality. That's why kids are pregnant in their homes, because they're scared to tell you that they were curious and they got into this thing, or they were raped. Or, you know what I mean? And now you're going to, now you're a grandmother. Congratulations, because you're calling an ambulance at 9 months. They've hidden it. Mm. How good was this? How did you protect them? Mm. So I found, yeah. And so in also writing stuff for your past self, it's also like, it also funny enough, it all empowers you later on. Like, you'll go through the situation and then it'll be like, because when I go through situations, literally, even when I don't say anything, my friends will know I just play my music. And it's like, I've written about everything I'm probably going to go through, and I'm still going to write about everything else I'm going to go through. Literally, it's like, sometimes it's speaking my song titles. Just like this and this and, but it's a whole sentence of what's happened, because it's literally reality all the time. And that's what I love about it. So it's like, I write from a past self in my present self for my future self. Because I get myself back up. So what I thought was for people becomes for me too at a later stage.
You said something about we come from sex. It shouldn't be a shameful thing. It shouldn't be a thing that you hide. Even as a grown woman, right? There are grown women who, you know, they still feel uncomfortable talking about it, even being known. Absolutely. That they're sexually active.
Nobody ever out there tonight.
Exactly. And Kukulandumbona, you can't be comfortable Zinda, because Jani, how dare you. And so, like, for Wena, to a woman who's still learning to own her sexual energy, her sexual desires, the way she wants to express herself sexually, what would your words be?
I mean, already I say, when you open your legs, it's licensed to open your mouth. You have to, otherwise you will be a nut busting hole and you'll never enjoy sex. You'll know nothing about squirting, you'll know nothing about orgasms, you'll know nothing about the pleasures that you're supposed to, you know. Carry your condoms like a purse. Like, if carry your condoms in your purse like lip gloss. There's no one who can slut shame you for protecting yourself. That motherfucker wants to kill you, just run, okay? Just in case, a lot of boys don't know the clitoris. And usually they just fiddle there, they lost, they don't know what to do, and they're looking you in the eye, hoping you'd react when all you're hurting. Lube. The other time I gave someone lube and they asked me what this is. And I was like, okay, I did write a song, Yebo Teacher, so I will adopt a studio for the year. So, I mean, when you engage in sex, really just do your research as well. Do your research and make sure you communicate, actually. The only way you can create a comfortable, because a lot of the time, like, the partners get insecure, and you can understand it's difficult to learn something new, but if you're doing it gently with the communication that is clear, I feel you can get there, you know. You must ask as well. It's good. You know, I've heard conversations where women are talking about, oh my God, and then they spoke asking if it was good or not. I'm just like, shut up. And I'm like, are you for real? These little, like, oh my God, this is where these boys come from, where they don't know how to do anything. Like, everything is just like cute face to your perfect. Like, nah. Sevens and fives are like sevens, like, yeah. Work.
Communication, but also communication is not easy. We need to remember that, because it could either change the mood completely. You know?
So, yes, never redo Rumunda's, because otherwise you're going to be charity sex giver. Because we are going to be in a store. So I sell for you. Otherwise, you're going to be sex-saving for as long as you're quiet.
when did you start having the best sex of your life? If you can remember, okay, but at this age until now, that's when I actually started.
The best sex of my life was when I ran away from home, 19. Because I lost my virginity at 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a boyfriend, 6 months, which was just, I guess, I don't remember that sex.
Mm-hmm.
Then 18 was sex.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's when you started having the best sex of your life. And for someone who wants to get there, like, I'm going there. It seems okay.
If you don't have anything to compare it to yet, it's fine for you to celebrate your last for now until you'll know. You will know. The moment you don't remember any of that shit, you just remember their names. You know what the danger is. In closing, please look out. I'm going to be dropping some sex toys. How fitting.
Yes.
And then next year, February, I go back overseas to go work on my album, my touring, come back in summer. So look out for the toys on all my social media platforms. I'll send the websites. I'll put it out on all the time.
We hope that you've enjoyed this fun chat that we've had with Moonchild Sanelly. And of course, we are trying to empower women to own the sexuality and to have the best sex of their lives. And if there's anything to take away from this episode, is that if you choose to open your legs, then girl, you better open your mouth. Otherwise, you won't experience the full potential and the pleasures of what sex can be. For myself and the Drum team, thank you so much for listening, and until next time.